Hello, hello, and welcome to the Gut Health Gladiator podcast. This is your host, Cassie Woods. I am an accidental gut health guru and have just absolutely fallen in love with sharing my answers along the way and everything that I've learned on this journey of healing my gut, rebalancing my gut-brain axis, and really just unlocking a new level of energy, mental clarity, and just optimal health, mind, body, and spirit. So you're going to get all of my best tips and tricks along the way, and let's hop into today's episode. All right, so I'm going to be bringing you a quick little 5-minute Friday tip to help you improve your digestion, lower your stress levels, and specifically help you lower the stress hormone cortisol that's found in the body. It can help with feelings of anxiousness and overwhelm. It can help improve your mental and physical energy in the moment. It can help lower blood pressure, help with regulating your heart rate. There truly is a very, very long list of benefits from this very simple, easy, implementable step that any of us can and should be doing. So what we're going to be talking about is diaphragmatic breathing. And specifically, I'm going to give you an action step, a little routine to do that can take you, you know, maybe 30 to 60 seconds before you eat. So this is something that I didn't believe would make a big difference in my gut health and my digestion and just how I felt physically until I started doing the research and then until I started implementing and feeling the benefits for myself. So let's go ahead and get into it. So breathing is part of our autonomic nervous system, and this system is in charge of essential bodily processes that you don't need to put any thought into, right? So breathing is not something that we have to think about. So a lot of times it's very overlooked and we don't think about the benefits of it because it's something we don't think about. So it's also in charge of our digestive processes. So the autonomic nervous system is in charge of digestive process, how quickly that you breathe, metabolic processes that affect your weight, overall body temperature, blood pressure. There's just many different things that the ANS affects. And it has two main components. So you have the sympathetic and the parasympathetic divisions. And each division is responsible for a different bodily function. So the sympathetic system is what gets things going. That's your flight or your fight or flight response, your stress response is your sympathetic system. And your parasympathetic system is what stops them from happening. Okay, so that's your rest and digest. And what ends up happening is that too often our sympathetic system is getting activated over and over and over. So our stress response, our fight or flight response is constantly being activated just through our everyday life, through notifications on your phone, through your boss, you know, needing something from you right then and there, from your kid asking for, you know, their 17th snack before 9 a.m. We can all think of all these different examples of stressors in our life that is activating that sympathetic nervous system, which is great, you know, when it's needed. But what ends up happening is we become out of balance where then our parasympathetic nervous system isn't being activated enough to do its job, which is the rest, you know, relax, unwind, calm down, and digest, right? So breath work can make a really, really big difference in your gut health and just your overall stress levels. So I want to give you a really quick little routine that can help you with improving all of these areas, okay? So what you're going to do and what I'm going to encourage you to do is before you eat, do this exercise. It should take you maybe 30 to 60 seconds. You can do it sitting or standing, but do this exercise and then eat and do it for a couple of days and then let me know how it works for you. So number one is you're going to be standing or sitting. If you're sitting, make sure you're sitting up tall and you're going to close your eyes. Okay. You're going to inhale deeply until you can't take any more air. So inhale through your nose, fill up your belly as though it was a balloon. So that's diaphragmatic breathing, is really breathing into the belly until you can't breathe in anymore. Then you're going to exhale until all the air has been emptied from your lungs. You're going to keep your eyes closed and you're going to inhale again in through the nose, filling up your belly like it's a balloon while picturing the number one. You're going to keep the air in your lungs for a few seconds, and then you're going to let it all out. Now you're going to inhale again while picturing the number two. So in through your nose, filling up your belly like it's a balloon, picturing the number two. You're going to hold your breath while counting silently to three, and then you're going to let it out again. You're going to repeat these steps until you've reached the number eight. Okay, so inhaling, picturing four, holding your breath until you get to five, exhaling, inhaling, picturing five, holding your breath until you get to six. You get the idea. Okay, so you're going to go through that process until you've reached the number eight. Then you're going to exhale, open your eyes, eat your meal, and go on about your day. And I'm super curious to see how this works for you, because this is something for me that has made a massive difference in helping my gut health improve, helping heal my gut, helping me digest my food better, and helping with my overall anxiety and stress levels, helping me sleep better. I truly have seen so many benefits. So I want you to try this out, and I want to hear back from you to know how it's helping you. So I'm going to go ahead and link where you can find me outside of the podcast. So I hang out the most on Facebook, and I'll link my account below. And I'll also link the private group that I hang out in the most, as well as my Instagram. And I just want to thank you for stopping by and tuning in today. And I cannot wait to see how this simple little breathwork practice makes a difference in your life.